We've been working, as you're well aware, a long time on this, and I'll give the government credit for saying that they would pass this before the end of the year. It was one of their key priorities, and they have achieved that. Obviously, now is we're working on the fine detail and the regulations to go alongside the bill to make the day-to-day operation of that successful.
Yeah, Phil, on the farm, what will the benefits of the bill mean for the average industrial hemp farmer?
Well, to start off with, we'll be dealing with one government department, the Department of Primary Industry, instead of five different government departments in the past. It means that it won't be treated as under the Drugs Act, Misuse of Drugs Act or Poisons Act, so that takes a big burden off licensing and registration and all that sort of thing. So that will make a streamline a lot, make it a lot easier to deal when you're dealing only with one government department.
Do you think it'll entice a lot more farmers to have a look at growing industrial hemp?
Oh, yes, there's been a lot of interest in, I've had a lot of people contact me with regard to looking at the future, one thing or another, and it will. But what I need to stress, we're not overnight going to have a dramatic increase in area, because obviously everything has to fall in place with regard to people wanting to buy the product, development of downstream processing and that sort of thing. But it puts a real positive spin on that. People will know where they can go from here. But obviously we're waiting for approval for human consumption, which hopefully the Food Forum will make that positive decision when they meet around January.
Yeah, that downstream processing, is that an aim now for Tasmania?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yes. And there's been a lot of interest in that area. Obviously, yeah, the food approval is the key thing with that. There are other avenues without that, but the fact that it won't be considered a drug crop, it takes away the scare situation where most people, because it comes under that, they're very, very reluctant to do anything in case they step over the line inadvertently and then find that they've got some seeds that germinate or they've got some seeds that they shouldn't have or this sort of thing. And in the past, it's been considered a drug crop, and obviously the full force of the law, they can be prosecuted.
Phil, how many Tasmanian farmers at the moment are dabbling in growing hemp?
Approximately, you know, what's happened the last 12 months, there's probably been about 11 growers, you know, at this stage. But there's been, we've had other growers that have come in and grown for a year and then gone out or for whatever reason, because it's fitted in their rotation or for whatever other reason. So there's been, over a period of years, there's probably been about 30 farmers or so that have been involved with at one stage of growing a crop.
How big could the industrial hemp industry become in Tasmania? Are we looking at poppy-esque situation?
I don't like sort of drawing parallels with other crops. I mean, it's early days. It's totally different to crop in growing and also with what you're producing compared with poppy. So I think potentially, yes, down the track, there's no reason why it can't. But that all comes back to it has to be profitable for the farmers. There's no point in growing a crop that they don't see that they're getting a satisfactory return out of. And obviously that depends on what happens with the downstream processing. But I think that's one thing in Tasmania where potentially it could be really good. We've got a product which can, because of our latitude, the quality of it is very, very good, as we've found, that we can make downstream processing, which will fit very well in as another secondary industry in Tasmania, and develop markets along those lines, marketing as a Tasmanian product. And that's where it makes it different from a lot of the other crops that we're growing.
Is it a tough crop to grow?
No, it's not a hard crop to grow. It's relatively easy. Currently is growing for seed. We plant in mid-November, harvest end of February, early March in general terms, so it can fit in very well. It's basically a short crop, so you can fit it in during the summer. It doesn't affect the autumn planting, or if you've got a problem during the winter, wet winter or what have you, because it goes in that much later, you know that it can be fitted in there. So it's normal cultivation practices, probably one of the biggest things with it is growing it for seed. That heading, we find that we have to dry the seed. The nature of the crop, it comes off at a higher moisture content than is suitable for storage.
Phil, as you mentioned, we're coming into the sowing season in November, you said. What are conditions looking like on the farm at the moment? Very dry?
Well, yeah, we are pretty dry. We could all do with rain. There's no problems with that. But there shouldn't be an issue with regard to the industrial hemp's crops growing in, because most of the people that are growing them have got irrigation. It doesn't. That's just one thing with the crop. It doesn't take a lot of water. But like anything, a little bit of water at the right time makes a big difference to the yield. We're dry on the farm. There's no worries about that. But we're lucky. We've got irrigation. It just means more work